Hello, my name is Prashant and I am a Senior Escalation Engineer in the Windows Store App Solutions team. In this video tutorial, we will go over how to configure and use the Fiddler tool to troubleshoot HTTP protocol issues when using the Windows Phone emulator. We will be specifically debugging a Windows Phone 8 app and look at the steps used to troubleshoot HTTP protocol issues. My teammate Jeff Sanders has already published two blogs on our team site that goes over how to debug HTTP web request errors in Windows Phone 8 and how to configure the Windows Phone 8 emulator to work with Fiddler. In this presentation, we will be going over a similar setup to understand how to troubleshoot HTTP protocol related errors. Here is a simple Windows Phone 8 app that I have created. The app has a simple text box, a button, and a text block. The text box accepts a URL, the button click sends the HTTP request, and displays a response in the text block below. For the purpose of this demo, we will be sending a request to an ASPX page running on my IIS web server, and the page will return a custom HTTP 500 error. Let's run the app and see what happens. When you hit the button, it will actually send the HTTP request, and you will see the response in the text block below. You will notice that the app has reported a status of unknown error and an exception message of the remote server returned an error not found. This message is really not helpful to understand what exactly went wrong with the request. This is especially true if the request is over HTTPS and if you want to check the underlying HTTP request and response. To understand the HTTP request and response that was sent, we can use Fiddler. Alternately, our exception handling mechanism could also extract the exception response information from the raised exception. If you look at the code, you will notice how the response information has been extracted from the exception. Now, let's look at how we can troubleshoot the request and response using Fiddler. Fiddler can be downloaded from fiddlertool.com. I have already installed Fiddler on my machine, so I will skip through the installation and start Fiddler directly. Once Fiddler starts, we'll need to make sure that we configure Fiddler to act as a reverse proxy. The steps to configure Fiddler as a reverse proxy are mentioned in Jeff's blog over here. Once Fiddler starts, we will need to make sure that Fiddler can decrypt HTTPS traffic as well as ignore server certificate errors. Let's just do that. We click on Tools, Fiddler Options, then we go to the HTTPS tab and make sure that the decrypt HTTPS traffic as well as the ignore server certificate errors checkboxes are checked. Once we ensure that, we go to the Connections tab and make sure that Fiddler responds on a specific port as well as the allow remote computers to connect checkbox is checked. Then we also make a note of the proxy registration address. This registration address will be used in the pref set command that will be issued next. Let's run the pref set command in Fiddler that you see in the bottom left of the screen. Once we run the pref set command, we'll need to restart Fiddler as well as stop any open instances of the phone emulator that are running. Now that Fiddler has restarted, we will go back to our project and then we'll start debugging again so that we can route our request through Fiddler. We will now use IE or the phone emulator to actually send a request and make sure that the basic setup is working fine. So if you notice, the HTTP request and response is seen in the IE window of the phone emulator. And then if you look at the Fiddler screen, you will notice that the Fiddler tool has captured a lot of frames. This makes sure that at least a basic HTTP request can be sent to the phone. We really don't need all these requests for our troubleshooting, so we will just select all and then delete from the Fiddler log. And then we go back in our phone emulator and then keep on going back until we see the app. Now, before we actually test our app, we also need to make sure that we trust the Fiddler certificate because we are testing with the HTTPS URL. So we will go back to IE and then in IE, we will browse to our Fiddler location or we will download the Fiddler root certificate. Now, the address that we are seeing in the Internet Explorer of the phone is actually going to the same port that we configured through Fiddler. We hit enter. And as soon as we hit enter, we'll be prompted with the installation prompt to install the Fiddler's root certificate. So in this case, we are trusting Fiddler. So we install Fiddler's root certificate, which will install the certificate on our phone emulator. And once that is done, we can go back to our app and test the functionality. What is going to happen in this case is that the app is going to send a request to our HTTPS site. But in this case, we are actually sending a request to Fiddler, which is acting as a web proxy or a reverse proxy. And the request will actually be sent from the phone to Fiddler, and then Fiddler will forward that request onto the web server to actually fetch the response for us. So let's hit the send request button and see what happens. If you notice, our phone app is still saying that a web exception happened, and the error message is saying the remote server returned an error not found. However, that is not true, because if we go back to the Fiddler trace, we will notice that the HTTP response was actually not a not found error, and the not found error actually coincides with the HTTP 404 error, but the actual error that the web server responded was a HTTP 500 error. To analyze the HTTP request in Fiddler, we select our frame which has the request and then double click on it so that we can see the request on the top frame and the response in the bottom frame. To see the raw HTTP request that was sent and a raw response that was received, we click the raw tab on the request as well as the raw tab on the response. And in this way, we can see the actual HTTP GET request that was sent to the URL as well as the HTTP response that the web server responded. As you notice, the web server had responded with a HTTP 500 error. However, the phone has recorded a not found error, which is not true. So as you can see, Fiddler lets you actually analyze the HTTP response as well as the HTTP request so that you can troubleshoot the underlying error which the phone reports as a not found error. Hopefully, this video will help you understand and analyze HTTP protocol issues encountered with your Windows Phone app using Fiddler. Thank you for taking the time to watch this video.